ministry. It's the ministry of the Holy Ghost, the ministry of God in Uganda. And there are other ministries as well who are doing good work. But this is the one that we know. And Father, we lift up and we ask you to bless the work of their hands. And we ask you to fulfill their needs, Father, in the name of Jesus. If we can help fulfill those needs, then Father, we have just to move upon our hearts to do that, to give toward a need. Oh, well, that's not, I can't give too much. I can't give very much. What you can give works, because it's what the Holy Spirit put on your heart to do. So, Father, we thank you that we don't think about those things. We don't overthink them. We just follow the ministry and the word and the prompting of the Holy Spirit to give and to pray and to go if the Lord has put it on our hearts and given provision to do that. So, Father, we lift them up. We thank you for keeping them from wickedness and evil, keeping the champions in, keeping them safe. Father, we pray that the government would not hinder them from doing the work of the kingdom and from causing these children to be raised up under the word of God and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you that you are in fact causing them to transform that nation. And we thank you that you will bring them into places of authority and places of influence to declare the gospel and to rule over that nation in love and in righteousness. Because blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And when the righteous rule, the people rejoice. And when the wicked rule, the people mourn. So, Father, we thank you right now for causing righteousness to rule in the nation of Uganda and using these champions to do it. In Jesus' name, meet the needs of all the workers. Father, we pray for the teachers. We pray for the administrators and all of those who are involved in this ministry, that you are meeting their needs supernaturally. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise and thanks, and we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good. I think I turned that on. There we go. I want to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving in this country and the history of it. On October 3rd, 1789, George Washington issued his Thanksgiving Proclamation, designating to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving to be held on Thursday, the 26th day of November, 1789, marking the first national celebration of a holiday that has become commonplace in today's households. Subsequent presidents failed to maintain this tradition. It was Washington's original proclamation that guided Abraham Lincoln in 1863 for his Thanksgiving proclamation. In fact, Lincoln issued his proclamation on the same day, issued the proclamation on the 3rd, and marked the same Thanksgiving Day that year, Thursday, November 26th. setting Thanksgiving as the last Thursday of November after our first president's example. The proclamation was printed in newspapers, including October 9, 1789, the issue of the Pennsylvania Packet and Daily Advertiser. George Washington first mentioned the possibility of a national Thanksgiving Day in a confidential letter to James Madison. So this is powerful. These guys are talking about these things, and they're sharing these ideas with each other. These are the leaders of our nation. We're talking about the need for Thanksgiving, the need for Thanksgiving to be a part of the national life. Amen. And so that's what we want to encourage, you know, as we talk to one another, as we come upon these things. It's not Turkey Day. This is the day of giving thanks to God. Amen. This is the day of giving thanks to God, and having your nation be a perpetuator, your governmental leaders, not the government, but the leaders in the government, the leaders whom we elected and placed in positions of authority, because these are the positions that our God has commanded you to fill. You are filling the places of authority. Over in Exodus chapter 18, when Jethro came to Moses and said, and Moses was sitting up morning till night, judging every big case and small case, and he was wearing himself out. And can you imagine the line that the people were standing in? Can you imagine the line? What are you doing? Well, we're waiting here to let Moses hear our penny ante case about, you know, he stepped on my dog or something, you know. And so his father-in-law says, no, what you need to do is you need to break this up, assign, you know, men over thousands, men over hundreds, men over fifties, men over tens, and judge these small cases, and then the big cases they bring to you. Then, of course, you know, we have Moses assigned these and broke that up. Over in Acts chapter 6, when there was a need of the multitude of the disciples, where there was a contention among the multitude of the disciples with respect to administrative matters, just the daily needs meeting being met. And the apostles said, it's not need for we should leave the word of God to feed, to make sure everybody gets a plate. But he says, choose you out among you. So the apostles said to the people, choose you out among you. So in the first case, Moses picked them all. In this case, the apostles said, you guys do it. You guys select leaders out of your own ranks, men full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost, that we may appoint over this matter. So what are the qualifications for those whom you put in places of authority, put in places of ministry and the things in administration, which is what government is, it's just an administration. You put people full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost. One of the qualifications of Moses' guys was that Jethro, his father-in-law, qualified was men who won't take a bribe. Men who hate a bribe. So all of these things. So we want godly leaders. We want leaders who are full of faith, and that's what here we have George Washington. We have James Madison, that or men of faith. Men who loved God, men who desired to see the will of God promote this nation, bless the people. So what they did is they heard the voice of God to declare a day of thanksgiving. So a day of thanksgiving is not just, you know, be like you tell your kids, say thank you. No, but a day of thanksgiving is a day of recognition, isn't it? A day of thanksgiving is a day of recognition of the providence of God, of the blessing of God, of the glory of God, of the finished work that God has provided for us. So when we remember thanksgiving in all aspects of it, in all ways, that we remember that thanksgiving is something that is continually coming out of our lips. Amen? Thanksgiving is what is in our hearts to express to the Father. Now, we do that, you know, to each other, which is, you know, a kindness. But ultimately, our thanksgiving is not to, you know, just, well, thank you for that, and thank you for this, and thank you that you did that, just a courtesy. But our thanksgiving is a recognition that our God supplies all of our needs. Amen? Thanksgiving is a constant motivation from the Holy Spirit on the inside of each one of us. So he said, George Washington first mentioned the possibility of a National Thanksgiving Day in a confidential letter to James Madison in August of 1789, a few months ahead. And this is just a few months after he had taken the office of the presidency, asking for his advice on approaching the Senate for their opinion on a day of Thanksgiving. So the president actually was going to go ask the Senate about this. It's very interesting to me. By the end of September, a resolution had been introduced to the House of Representatives requesting that a joint committee of both houses be directed to wait upon the President of the United States to request that he would recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving. So it's powerful that all of these people were involved. So the House was involved, the Senate was involved. These, you know, hey, what do y'all think? Think we should have a day of Thanksgiving? And then this is the business that became the business of the nation, is to declare a day of Thanksgiving to God. How powerful. To request and recommend that to the people of the United States a public day of Thanksgiving. The committee put the resolution before the president, and George Washington issued the first National Thanksgiving Proclamation within days. George Washington knew the value of a Thanksgiving Day long before becoming our first president. During the Revolutionary War, he would order special Thanksgiving services for his troops after successful battles, as well as publicly endorse efforts by the Continental Congress to proclaim days of thanks, usually in recognition of military victories and allegiances. See that, and here this was 1789. This is as far back as the Revolutionary War that he was proclaiming these days of thanksgiving back in the 1770s. So thanks days, even in the 18th century, even before all this, the concept of Thanksgiving was not new to the citizens of the United States colonists. They often established thank days to mark certain occasions. These one-time events could occur at any time during the year, and emphasizing prayer and spiritual reflection were usually more solemn than the Thanksgiving that we observe today. So they would just, so leaders in the early days before even the Republic, even in the early days of the settlements, would declare Thanksgiving days among themselves. These were communities that would, so it'd be like towns and cities. They would come together, their city councils would come and declare days of Thanksgiving, days of worship to the Lord God. Thanksgiving was not made a legal holiday until 1941. Wow. Didn't know that. You know, some of you may remember, but you know, I did not know it was not until 1941 that Thanksgiving was a holiday, actually a national holiday. And when Congress named the fourth Thursday in November as our National Day of Thanks, in answer to a public outcry of President Roosevelt's attempt to prolong the Christmas shopping season by moving Thanksgiving from the traditional last Thursday to the third Thursday, Well, they're already starting to do that. It must have been Mr. Macy. Now, here's the proclamation that George Washington presented in 1789. By the President of the United States of America, a proclamation. Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor. And whereas both houses of Congress have by their joint committee requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness. Now, therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th day of November, next, to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being, who is the beneficent author of all the good that was and that is or that will be, that we may then all unite in rendering unto Him our sincere and humble thanks for His kind care and protection of the people of this country previously to their becoming a nation, for the signal and manifold mercies and the favorable interpositions of His providence which we experienced in the course and conclusion of the late war, for the great degree and tranquility, union and plenty which we have since enjoyed, for the peaceable and rational manner in which we have been enabled to establish constitutions of governments for our safety and happiness, and particularly the national one now lately instituted, for the civil and religious liberty with which we are blessed and the means we have of acquiring and diffusing useful knowledge, and in general for all the great and various favors which He has been pleased to confer upon us, and also that we may unite in most humbly offering our prayers and supplications to the great Lord and ruler of the nations, and beseech Him to pardon our national and other transgressions, to enable us all, whether in public or private stations, to perform our several and relative duties properly and punctually, to render our national government a blessing to all the people, and by constantly being a government of wise, just, and constitutional laws, discreetly and faithfully executed and obeyed, to protect and guide all sovereigns and nations, especially such as have shown kindness to us, and to bless them with good government, peace, and concord, to promote the knowledge and practice of true religion and virtue, and the increase of science among them and us, and generally to grant unto all mankind such a degree of temporal prosperity as He alone knows to be best. Given under my hand at the city of New York, the third day of October, in the year of our Lord, 1789, George Washington. Wow. That's your president. President of the United States. Hallelujah. What a powerful proclamation of prayer for the entire world. Amen? So powerful. And that we would continue to pray and give thanks to the Lord our God on a regular basis for these gifts and blessings that He has given to us. Over in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, he says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God." Do you want to know what the will of God is? There's other scriptures that actually says the will of God. But this is the will of God. "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." In Christ Jesus. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Praise the Lord. So we want to remember to Father, give us this, give us thanksgiving. Grant us thanksgiving in our hearts and our minds. Grant us thanksgiving. In everything, give thanks. 2 Corinthians 4:15. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might, through thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God. So our thanksgiving gives glory to God. Your thanksgiving, your evident and visible expression of thanksgiving to God in public places, to among your fellows, among the people that you fellowship with, your family, your co-workers, those whom you do various activities with, they redound, or they end up giving glory to God, because just your thanks, your giving of thanks publicly gives glory to God. As you thank Him, as you pray over your meal in a public place, it's noteworthy, isn't it? You ever notice that? You know, if you're out and people still pray, people still pause and pray over a meal at a restaurant, that gives glory to God. Why? Because people are watching. People are watching. You know, when you have an opportunity to pray for somebody who has a need, you know, can I pray for you? It's one of the things we talked about yesterday when we were sharing the gospel. How do you start? You know, how do you break into a conversation of some kind? You know, finally, you strike up a conversation and you finally end up asking the person, "Can I pray for you? What or how can I pray for you? How can I pray for you?" Giving glory to God by having an opportunity to God for God to enter into my lifestyle and my conversation. Amen. Those give glory to God. 2 Corinthians 9:10 and 11. Now he that ministers seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase your fruits of the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. So our thankfulness causes thankfulness to God. Just the fact that you bring up these things. He that ministers seed to the sower, that's God. And ministers bread for your food, that's God. And multiplies your seed sown, that's God. And increases the fruits of your righteousness. And you being enriched in everything to all bountifulness. People see that, and it causes thanksgiving through us. People look at you, and they can give glory to God. Philippians 4:6, be careful or be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So every time you pray, give thanks. Oh God, we pray for this and that. We thank you for it. We exalt you for it. We rejoice in the finished work that you're doing. And the reason, obviously, we're doing this because of Thanksgiving, but I believe also that Thanksgiving has to be a part of our prayer life. Amen? It's got to be a part of, Thanksgiving has to be a part of our prayer life, but it also has to be a part of our ministry life, our life in public, our public life, so that we are continuously, evidently, out loud, young and old, not just over 21, giving thanks to God. Amen? If you're in school, giving thanks to God. Well, we're all Christians and we all know it. No. give thanks to God even though you know you're all Christians. We're all Christians here. We all give thanks to God privately. No, give thanks to God publicly amongst each other. The Bible talks about encouraging each other and building up one another and strengthening one another. Well, to strengthen one another, you will give thanks among each other. So by everything in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk you in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Abounding therein with thanksgiving. Colossians 4:2, continue in prayer and watch in the same, watch in prayer with thanksgiving. When you're praying, giving thanks, right? First Timothy 4:4, for every creature of God, talking about food, is good and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. So, you know, you're thinking about, okay, well, maybe this is, you know, this, you know, so many of the foods there in the times of the scripture that were worried about whether it had been offered to idols or, you know, all these things. And Paul said, no. You know, if it's put before you, just give thanks for God. Give thanks to God and eat it. Give thanks to God. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 4, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, this is kind of carrying off of a larger scripture, which are not convenient, but it gives you the idea. In your daily conversations, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather the giving of thanks. So let your speech be filled with thanksgiving. Let your speech be, avoid foolish talking. You know, hey, you heard the latest joke, you know, or the latest meme on Facebook, or the latest, you know, thing, you know. But don't let yourself get drawn into those things. I mean, you know, then we want to comment. These days, nowadays, on social media, you want to comment on everything. Don't comment on everything. You don't need to comment. Because once you comment on some things, then you are participating in them, right? Once you decide to comment, then you've stepped into that conversation. So you have to have an understanding of when it's wise to speak and when it's wise to not. Amen? Oh, well, I'm going to rebuke him. Oh, that'll help. I mean, if you want to rebuke him, call him up personally. Don't get in the middle of a Facebook or Rumble or TikTok or what's another one? Yeah. Gab. You know, don't get in the middle of these things. And well, these are all my friends. We're all on Signal. You know, we got a Signal group. Yeah, that's just your people. I mean, I've got one that just goes on and on and on and on. I mean, it's like a 24-hour-a-day Signal group. And it just, I mean, they're just talking about politics all day long. This person and that person. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient. That's the point, right? Which are not convenient. But rather, instead of that, give thanks. Publicly give thanks. You're just a religious zealot. Amen. Praise God. Good. Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always. How often? Huh? Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always for all things. Hallelujah. Colossians 1:12, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers. Why are we giving thanks? He's made us meet, or prepared us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Father, thank you that you've prepared me, made me qualified me to be a partaker of the saints in light. Colossians 3:17, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Not too much more. There's more, but not more I'm going to do. 1 Timothy 2:1, I exhort thee therefore, we did this today, that there, first of all, prayers, supplications, and supplications, prayers, and intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. How many of us thank God for all men? Maybe we just thank God for a few. Very few. Me and mine. Us four and no more. We give thanks for all men. Why? Because God desires that all men come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen? So we're giving thanks for all men. I'm giving thanks for all men. And finally, Hebrews 13:15, by him let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Let us therefore offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. We're giving thanks to his name. Let our words, the words of our mouth, and the meditation of our hearts always be on thanksgiving. Amen? The words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts, let it be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. So we praise God, and we give an opportunity, and we make sure that an opportunity is given each day. And we remember as our day progresses, as we pray. And prayer is not just, your prayer time in the morning, your prayer time when you're reading the Bible. Prayer is moment by moment, isn't it? Prayer is moment by moment, walking with the Lord. Jesus went apart to pray, but he would walk in the presence of God. And that's how we do. We walk in the presence of God. We walk in constant communion with him, giving thanks. Father, thank you that you would just make me a thankful disciple. Father, that you would bring us daily into your presence. That thanksgiving is not an obligation, but it's an expression of our gratitude. That we walk together with you and you meet all of our needs and you supply us, even as President Washington articulated in that proclamation. Let us make proclamation of your goodness, of your provision, of your hope, of your peace, of your salvation. Oh, Father. Oh, Lord Jesus. Teach us to pray. To pray without ceasing. Consistently and constantly walk in your presence, because we have the indwelling Holy Spirit living on the inside of us, and we fulfill your purposes all day, every day, not by the work or effort of our hands, but by the motivation of your Spirit. So we give you glory and we give you praise and we give you thanks. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord with our giving today.